Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. This episode is part one of two on Timothy, one of the most outstanding examples in Scripture of a servant, and is based on Philippians 2, 19 through 24, which says in part, "But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy shortly unto you." Indeed, Timothy is one of those outstanding examples in Scripture of a servant. He was Paul's dearly beloved son in the faith, 2 Timothy 1:2. The son of a Jewish mother, 2 Timothy 1:5, and a pagan Gentile father, Acts 16:1 and 3. Timothy was from Lystra in southern Galatia, that is modern-day Turkey, and was probably converted there during Paul's first church-planting journey. We read about in Acts 14:6 through 23, also a reference there in 2 Timothy 3:10 and 11. Because of the Old Testament instruction he had received from his mother Eunice and grandmother Lois, both of whom were believers, Timothy already had a firm foundation in the truth, on which was built then the superstructure during his many years of teaching from and labor with Paul. We learn much from Timothy through Paul's high recommendation of him to the Philippian believers in this passage. Notice in this episode the first two of six observations. First, we see that he was a companion. The Greek behind like-minded in verse 20, isosukos, appears only here in the New Testament. But this single instance is striking indeed. It is a compound comprised of isos and suke, which means soul, and isos meaning equal. So literally it means equal souled. Just how equal soul Timothy was with Paul is underscored by the full phrase, "I have no man like-minded." In other words, there is no other man who is my equal. No other man who is not only on the same page with me, as the old adage goes, but also on the exact same words on the page. Now think of that for a moment. Here was a man of God, a preacher, a theologian, who was perfectly in sync with the Apostle Paul himself. He was in complete agreement on the nature of God, the character and work of Christ, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the doctrines of grace, the correct philosophy of ministry, the work of discernment, and all else. Oh, that we too would be in sync with the Apostle Paul. Secondly, we note that Timothy was caring. Paul assured the Philippians that his trusted protege and co-worker would naturally care for their state, verse 20. Care is another dramatic word in the original language. It is the Greek word merimnao, which actually means anxious care, or to be troubled. This word is used elsewhere in the negative sense of useless worry. For example, Matthew 6:25 through 28, Matthew 10:19, Luke 10:41. But Paul uses it here in the positive sense to demonstrate the deep concern the shepherd has for the sheep. He deeply cares about their state. This is peri, meaning around or about, where we get the English perimeter. So Timothy would care about everything in and around their lives. He would, in fact, do this naturally, that is, genuinely and sincerely. He was not in ministry for personal gain or professional recognition. He was there to serve God by serving God's people. What a challenge this presents to us. As a shepherd does not drive the sheep, but rather he leads them, so pastors today are to lean and care for God's people. So are parents to care for their children, and each of us to care for one another. We'll continue next time with the other four observations that we see in Paul about Timothy. But if you'd like to go a little deeper on your own in the meantime, here are some scriptures for study. How do the following verses complement our study today? Philippians 2:2, John chapter 10 verse 13, and 1 Corinthians 1:10. Our next episode is, of course, part 2 of 2 on Timothy, and it's based again on this same passage. May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend. I pray that you will continue each day to seek Him early.